It's Thursday, April 5th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. ISIS claimed responsibility for an attack on a Christian family in southwestern Pakistan on Easter Monday morning, killing 4 people. The police chief of the province said the investigation suggests they were, quote, ambushed because of their faith, end quote. Christians make up about 2% of the population in Pakistan and experience frequent attacks from Muslims in a country ranked 5th on Open Doors' 2018 World Watch list of countries for worst persecution against Christians. Revelation 12:10-11 says, "Now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come for the accuser of our brethren, who accused them before our God day and night, has been cast down. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death." Christians across the world celebrated the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ this past week, even in countries where Christians have been torn by war, government pressure, persecution, attacks, displacement, or even death. Despite this, Christians across countries like Syria, the Philippines, Indonesia, Vietnam, Israel, and India remembered the risen Christ, reports World Watch Monitor. A recent Sozinvag Foundation survey asked 1,000 Europeans across 28 European Union countries, quote, "how serious a threat to Europe is the rapid population growth of Muslims," end quote. 40% said the threat was very serious, while another 30% said it was somewhat serious. The study also found that most Europeans, 80%, believe Europe should aid migrants, but that support should be in the migrants' home countries. The United States Air Force reversed its decision Monday to suspend a Christian officer who refused to sign a certificate in support of homosexual faux marriage. Colonel Leland Bohannon was suspended last year for not signing the letter of appreciation for the homosexual spouse of a retiring airman. After an appeal, the Air Force reinstated Bohannon, stating he, quote, "had the right to exercise his sincerely held religious beliefs and did not unlawfully discriminate when he declined to sign the certificate," end quote. Doctors are working on reversals to chemical abortions with good success, reports Life News. Dr. George Delgado of the Culture of Life Family Services recently released a study showing safe, effective means of reversing the chemical abortion pill RU486 with hundreds of successes. Women who have taken the chemical abortion pill are encouraged to call the abortion reversal hotline at 877-558-0333. In a lawsuit filed last week with the American Civil Liberties Union, 4 individuals pretending to be the opposite gender are suing the state of Ohio for not letting them change their birth certificates to their quote-unquote gender identity. The Worldview spoke with Ohio pastor Mark Robinette about the issue.
They call this a freedom of speech issue, and it has nothing to do with it. What they're wanting to do is to force us to say they are a woman or say they are a man when in fact they are the opposite. It is like the gay marriage issue. They want us to say what they do is gay marriage when it's not at all. It's not enough for them to do it, but they want to take away our freedom of speech by making us say what they want us to say.
Jesus said this in Mark 10:6, "But from the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female." President Donald Trump signed a proclamation yesterday sending the National Guard to the border with Mexico in response to quote-unquote an unacceptable stream of drugs, criminal activity, and illegal immigrants. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen announced the decision and said the Pentagon would work with the governors in each border state. They anticipate deployment will begin immediately. And finally, scientists are amazed by the wing design of one of God's creatures, earwigs. The wings of the earwig are flexible and self-folding and have more folds than any other organism in the animal kingdom. The wings become compact for burrowing underground, but expand to over 10 times larger when open for flight. And now, engineers at ETH Zurich and Purdue University are trying to mimic God's incredible folding design. Psalm 104:24 says, O Lord, how manifold are your works! In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your possessions. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Thursday, April 5th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. If you want the right worldview for your news, you'll want the right worldview for your children's education. That's why we produce the Worldviews in Conflict curriculum for your teens. It's a curriculum that will equip them to engage the war of the worlds. Check it out at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.